There's a wide variety of resources, and I think it's definitely interesting that you mentioned that, because this was something that came up a lot, you know, when talking about disabilities, people snap to the idea of a wheelchair or something like that. There's such this variety, and because of that, there's also a wide variety of programs that these people can take, because it's not just finding a job, it's finding a job that these people can excel at. So there's the Wilson Workforce Rehabilitation Center, which is in Fishersville, that takes a lot of people with apprenticeship training programs, and they can put people to work, you know, at ComSonics, at Hershey's, which are large employers of the disabled population around here. And as well, there's a variety of smaller programs, too, that may just have job coaches. These support systems often, too, aren't done through the company, but done through support groups. And that includes Brain Injury Connections of the Shenandoah Valley, who will have job coaches on hand. And the Arc of Harrisonburg is another good example of one of these great systems where they can link people with job coaches and they can link people to jobs. Maybe the person may need to be reminded of something before they leave work,
right,
or something like that. And that's a way for these support systems, of which they're varied, you know, like the Wilson Workforce Rehabilitation Center, they can have these job coaches who will say, hey, maybe we forgot this, or let's double check that. Or if the worker may have questions, that those can be dealt with. But accommodations are something separate. And employers may have this idea of accommodations being really expensive. But I mean, I heard one example of a man who is deaf, who works at Hershey's. And he, because he's deaf, he has to communicate using his phone. And normally in Hershey's, they would say no phones allowed at work.
Right.
But because he's deaf, it actually helps him to communicate with members of his team, and he's even taught them sign language.
What kind of government guidelines exist in terms of either hiring goals for corporations, whether it's smaller businesses or larger corporations, and then what kind of rules are there that exist once workers do get a job?
So the main sort of legislation or standard that I've come across was an update to the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 that took place in March of 2014, which required federal contractors to have 7% of their workforce in each job category. So whether it's on the mailroom or the design team or the production facility, it's all of those systems.
And that's not all companies and businesses. That you said,
no,
that's federal contractors,
exactly,
those doing business with the federal government in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ian, in reporting on this series, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that you sort of uncovered about workers with disabilities?
I think some of the biggest misconceptions are the idea of what we touched on before about support systems and accommodations. People may overinflate the idea of accommodations that they need to make, when in reality, it may just be buying a stool, or it may just be allowing somebody who's deaf to use their phone to communicate with their coworkers. Those are accommodations that can be made cheaply and work well with a worker who really wants to be there. And I think going back to the concept of what you can expect from these people is, from everything I've heard, is hard work, dedication, and they want to be there. And in my conversations with them, I've seen that as well. And the idea of disability just being this narrow definition of somebody in a wheelchair just isn't correct, is off the mark. And a lot of companies are turning to this population who wants to work, is excited to work, has the training often, or is willing to get the training, and can fill this gap in their workforce.
Ian Monroe is a business reporter for the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg. Ian, thanks so much for joining us today to share your reporting with us.
Thanks very much for having me.